Armstrong, present. Kathy Buckley,
present.
Leonard King,
here.
Stan Kurofsky,
partially here.
Richard Levine,
here.
Ed Marin,
here.
Carol Race,
here.
Pauline Stone, Steve Trombley,
here.
8 board members present.
Would
you volunteer?
Larry,
make the motion.
I'll second.
Richard and Leonard?
Yeah.
Leonard was the motion?
Yes.
Yeah.
The motion, I
wasn't. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Delta Superintendent Schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CSE recommendation dated 8/31/10. Okay. Richard?
Second it. No, I have a question on that.
Leonard? Okay.
On page 2 of that, I believe there is a name.
Okay.
Just a first name, so I think we need to be careful on that.
What last name was? That he read it. The movies.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
Are you talking about the heading?
No, under the.
What number?
I thought it was page. Yeah, under page 2, the second column down. Actually, the last sentence, a decision was made that was reached that is named.
First name.
Yep.
First name.
Yeah. Strike it.
I amended my motion. Right
okay. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the CPSE recommendation dated 8/31/10. Okay. Richard?
Second.
Leonard? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Question?
Yep.
Do you want these collected as a result of
yes.
That
yes,
notation?
If anybody wants to turn them in, yes, they can. If yes. Not, make sure you destroy them.
It's
the recommendations. The Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the following termination on the date indicated. Okay. Richard?
Second.
Second by Karen. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to accept the following resignation on the date indicated. Second by Leonard. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good luck to you, Ron.
Good luck in your
future endeavors.
Thank you for your service.
I still see it. Yeah, we all thank you for your service. But I'll thank you for your future service.
Appointments. Resolved that the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to change the appointment of Elizabeth Johnson as a non-competitive school lunch cashier to that of a provisional school lunch cashier effective 9/7/10. This change is due to the fact that 20 hours or more per week changes the jurisdictional class from non-competitive to competitive. By Richard.
A second to that.
Seconded by Leonard. And
we already have one. Board on this year there that we put on the postponement. So is this year just a continuation of that one?
This is to bring it back because it was posted and nobody else applied or no further.
Was it posted locally and next week?
Well, yeah, it was on the agenda last time and was postponed to take action until we re-advertise. We've done that, the same people came forward, and that's why it's back on the agenda.
Basically the same thing happened last time, although it was done correctly.
But technically.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolved the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to appoint Davina White as a probationary school lunch cashier effective 9/7/10 at a salary of $14.94 per hour. This is a 10-month position with a probationary period starting 9/7/10 to 3/18/11.
Second.
Richard. Second by Carol. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to appoint the following civil service probationary appointment as indicated. Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to accept the following intent to retire on the date indicated. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Tender. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to correct the tenure area of Kimberly Gadway from chemistry 712, effective 9/1/10, from the board meeting minutes of June 8, 2010, to the tenure area of science, effective 9/1/10. Kimberly Gadway holds initial certification in chemistry 7 through 12.
Motion.
Richard. Second by Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the agreement between the Eatontown Central School District and JCEO Head Start to rent classroom space at the Cumberland Head School for monthly rental fee of $300 per room for a 10-month period beginning September 1st, 2010 through June 30th, 2011.
Motion. Just a quick question, and I apologize, I probably should have asked in advance, so next meeting would be fine. But I noticed in the paper that there's a large trailer park in Peru that may be closed.
Sure, but
it is closed. Sure.
It did close?
Mm-hmm. It's closed as of October.
I know that they have appealed it, though. At least that was the claim in the
about
paper.
More than
I just them. Wonder how that would impact us as a district as far as, like, have we analyzed yet, like, our classrooms, Mr. Amo, whether we have... where we could take students in, because I know we have trailer parks in our district, and I just express a concern
yeah.
that this could disrupt our process, basically.
The building study that was done by Advisory Solutions spoke to all of our classrooms, almost every one of our classrooms, having the capacity for the next several years to take increased enrollment. There's a fairly large margin between projected enrollment and board policy in terms of capacity to take students. So that's the first part of it. The second part I couldn't answer unless I knew potentially how many people and what grade levels
right.
might in fact suddenly become our students.
Right.
I
we'll
know
have to
that.
Deal with it, I guess, as,
yeah.
as it hits us.
Yeah, but okay. We did get a little bit of guidance on that with Advisory Solutions that we're not anticipating next several years there being a quota issue. And they looked at issues like that, but they didn't know they were closing at the time, but they
right.
looked at all of those variables that could, if they all went a different direction, what the impact could be on the schools.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
About half of them have already gone, so mm-hmm. half of them have already gone elsewhere, the other half are getting ready to move out.
All right.
So
and
already half
and
of them
have gone.
There's still around 30.
That met approval.
Oh, okay.
That sounds fine.
Thank you.
Did the criteria, and they are childless.
Yeah.
So.
Is, and I apologize, I should know, but the $300, was that part of our budget, or is this added on? And if so, should we amend our budget?
$300 is in the budget.
Okay.
The portion is.
I thought so, but I couldn't remember for sure.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Health Superintendent Schools recommends the Board of Education to approve a memorandum of understanding between Beaverton Central School and the JCEO Head Start to comply with the Improving Head Start for School Readiness Act of 2007. The Act requires that Head Start collaborate with local school districts, including those responsible for managing publicly funded preschool programs. It is in the interest of the children that both agencies coordinate services and collaborate to reduce the duplication and enhance the efficiency of services and ensure a smooth transition for children and families. Richard. By Carol.
Is this something new?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it is not.
Yeah, we've never had this before. I guess it's been in effect since 2007. The Head Start said to us, they said it was a requirement that came out of an audit that they didn't have one. So they asked us to sign it. It's a pretty simple one-page agreement that lays out the relationship between Beekman Town and Head Start.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved, the Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to approve the agreement with the Champlain Valley Educational Services, Adult Education and Safety Education Sponsorship Agreement, Coaster 103, Adult Education, Coaster 401, Accident Prevention Pre-Licensing for the 2010-11 school year.
Motion.
Second.
Aaron.
Yes, this has been going on for previous years, if I remember, because I was assigned up here, so.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved, Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Board of Education to authorize a $100 cash drawer for the tax collector to be used during the 2010-11 tax season. Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adult Superintendent of School recommends to the Board of Education to authorize two cash drawers at $100 each for athletics, which will be used for gate fees for the 2010-11 athletic season. By Richard. And by Carol. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resulting Superintendent School recommends to the Board of Education to award the bid for fuel return supply line project, SED project number 09031060003012, to Rockway Mechanical, 102 Trade Road, Plattsburgh, New York, in the amount of $90,000 base bid. $4,500 soil removal and $50 liquid removal.
Motion.
By Richard. By Carol. This is the main reason why we had to have the meeting tonight, is to get this through. Any other questions on this?
What is this specific? Is that the tank?
This is that tank.
Yeah, this is just replacing the line. We talked about it earlier.
I need a roll call.
Karen Armstrong, yes. Kathy Buckley?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Kurofsky?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
Ed Marin?
Yes.
Carol Race?
Yes.
Pauline Stone?
Yes.
Steve Chombley?
Yes.
Motion unanimous.
Okay. Whereas the Board of Education, in accordance with Article 5A of the General Municipal Law, invited sealed bids for trash removal for the period of 9-1-10 through 8-31-11, which bids were opened publicly on 8-11-2010. Whereas one bid was received, complied with the bid specifications, therefore be it resolved, the Board of Education hereby determine that the lowest bidder, Northern Sanitation, Carbide Road in Plattsburgh, be awarded the bid in the amount of $25,484.40. By Richard. Seconded by Carol.
Question.
Yep.
Did we get a result of changing the containers that we asked her to talk about?
According to Dan, we did, yeah. According at the last operations meeting, Dan said that they did.
I knew they were to
put it in the bid.
Oh, okay. So
that's what you said. All right. A roll call, please.
Karen Armstrong, yes. Kathy Buckley?
Yes.
Leonard King?
Yes.
Stan Kurofsky?
Yes.
Richard Levine?
Yes.
Ed Marin?
Yes.
Carol Race?
Yes.
Pauline Stone?
Yes.
Steve Trombley?
Yes. Session to discuss the employment history of a particular person. Persons. All right.
Make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
By Leonard. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
There will be any action after.
There should not be any action after.
Okay.
Should I make you guys wait out there again for a while or what?
Not if you want to live.
No, there will be no
vehicle scratch it up.